Today, the wealthy might take a jet to a private island in some sunny spot on the globe. Over a century ago, the elite were taking a train to a very different type of island. The story of a thousand islands is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Most places are easier to reach than they were a century ago. Ron Thompson says that's not entirely the case for the place where he lives and works.
We actually had better mass transportation in 1900 than we have today in this area. There was regular train service, multiple trains, coming from New York City, also Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
He's speaking of Alexandria Bay and the beautiful Thousand Islands region of New York State. That early train traffic provided a brand new way to travel from the big city.
One of the owners of the islands here was a man by the name of George Pullman. Well, he invented the Pullman Railroad sleeper car. So what you would do is, in New York City, you'd get on your Pullman Railroad sleeper car, have some dinner, tuck in for the night, and in the morning, you're pulling into Clayton, New York. Your steam yacht is then waiting for you at the dock.
And that yacht took you to your private island.
They used to spend the entire summer because cities were notorious for being rather uncomfortable in the hot, humid summertime. And yet you could come up here to the St. Lawrence River with the cool waters, be able to fish, swim, and enjoy the Mother Nature at its finest.
It was Pullman whose passenger cars helped get people here, and one of his friends, President Ulysses Grant, who provided publicity.
And of course, wherever the president goes, the press follows. So really, George Pullman was credited with the Thousand Islands being discovered by virtue of the fact that the president came and visited him here to fish for smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, northern pike.
Today, the area is much more affordable and accessible. Families are the backbone of the tourist industry here, and Ron's family enjoys being a part of their trip. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.